What's up, Wisconsin? You're listening to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. In the shotgun, in the seat behind me, beside me, in front of me, next to me, the person protecting me from all harm, riding shotgun, Danielle Fairman. Danielle,
Hello. What
is up? How have you been?
I'm your own personal bodyguard, I guess.
Well, you know how the term
riding... I will take them down for you, Joel.
I'm not worried about it. I'm telling you, I've never been in a fit. Can you believe this? Will it surprise you to know I have never been in a fist fight in my life?
It would not surprise me, no.
Would that surprise you, producer Jess?
That does not surprise
you're
me.
You know why? You're a lover.
Well, I talked my way. I was able to talk my way out of everything growing
tracks.
Up. And I grew up, I'm Gen X, so we grew up where stuff was settled by fisticuffs a lot.
Yep.
But I never ended up out at the tetherball pole. I always talked my way out of it. But do you know how the term riding shotgun started?
With the dogs.
What? With the dogs?
With the dogs on the shotgun seat.
No, I don't think that's it. It was from Stagecoaches.
Oh.
It was Stagecoaches had a guy riding with a shotgun in the next door seat because they would, you know, so many times, you know, the robbers would come up on horses and the guy would be shooting at him with a shotgun. And that's how the term riding shotgun started.
That makes perfect sense.
Hey.
Also, so does dogs.
We're so jacked you're with us on Raised in Wisco, the show that's all about taking you through the great outdoors of Wisconsin, showing you what it's like to take food from the field to the table and helping you to understand all the options for you in the outdoors. On this show, we're going to talk with Sands of Time Travels.
Ooh.
With Mitch Sands. We're going to bring him up just a little bit. But first, we are going to do our weekly Wisco, which is our topical things that Danielle and I did in the outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin. Danielle, would you like to start? Because I think yours is a bit overwhelming.
Joe Clayfish, guess what I did this weekend? Or this past weekend.
Okay, tell me.
I went on a bike ride, not a bicycle, like a Harley ride.
Oh!
For 4 days.
Oh,
this is
man.
a brand new life
for
me.
First of all, you said bike ride, and I thought you rode 700 miles on your bicycle.
Bicycle with my little training wheels and a ding, ding, the little bells.
Do you have training wheels on your bike?
I don't even own a bike.
Do you have a little basket? Oh, you don't have a bike?
I do not own a bike.
You don't have a bike?
No. Are you going to buy a bike?
I have a Rambo hunting bike. So you went, you went 700 miles on the back of a Harley, or were you driving it?
Because I was on the back of a Harley.
This is like Raised in Wisco Gold here because—
Yes.
Harley Davidsons are made right here in Wisconsin.
I've had
the privilege of speaking with members of the Harley Davidson family, including Bill Davidson, who's the great, great, great grandson of William Davidson, the Foul Life group of guys. We interviewed him. He's going to be on the upcoming season of the Foul Life. That's exciting. So you're on a Harley Davidson.
On a Road Glide. And Josh and I, Josh does this all the time. So it was my first time, and I did not realize how exhausting it is.
Oh, it is tiresome to sit up straight.
I'm just going
imagine
to sit
him
there.
Holding on to the handlebars the whole time.
I know. He's like, I got to do the things, but my arms are tired.
Yes, the throttle, it's called, and brakes.
I know, but Josh and I joke around. He's like, I got to do the things that we can go, make us go.
So
but,
where did you go?
We started off in Amro to say hi to my parents, and then went to Kendall to say hi to his dad and his grandma, and then we just went west, then right off the Mississippi, and just did a big old loop and came right back down.
Did you guys stay overnight places? Were you camping?
We did. We stayed overnight at parents' places and then stayed overnight in a hotel and then just kept going down. And especially when it started raining, we'd find some wonderful restaurants to go to. We went to this barbecue place and I had the best barbecue over
where?
At La Crosse.
Where was it?
It was in La Crosse.
This show is about food, for goodness sakes, Danielle.
I know. It was over in La Crosse. It was fantastic.
Do you remember the name of it?
I do not. I was trying.
A barbecue
it's
joint.
I remember the initials were ED.
Okay.
That's all I remember. I can look it up on our break. That's all I remember. But it was so much. And then it started raining. And then rain. Frog togs. Tell you what. Frog togs save you.
They're great. Frog togs are great. I mean, they're super cheap to buy, and they're extremely effective. They're a little crackly if you're hunting in them.
Yes,
that
a little
is the
crackly.
Only problem with frog togs. Well, that sounds like a fantastic weekly Wisco and a great way to enjoy the great state of Wisconsin. I mean, here on Raised in Wisco, which you're listening to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman's at my side. And our job is to give you new things to do. And never did I think that Danielle's weekly Wisco was going to be a 700-mile bike ride. She did say bike, and I thought bicycle, which would have been insane.
Joel.
Only Dan Trawicki pulls off that. He's a buddy of mine who does triathlons. But what a great way to experience the state. I mean, on the open road. Yes.
Have you seen Gone Through the Wildcat Mountains?
No.
In Kendall, just north of Kendall?
No.
It was absolutely breathtaking.
Oh, in Wisconsin?
Yes, it was in Wisconsin.
Wow.
So I highly recommend.
That's an area I haven't been.
I highly recommend people to go through the Wildcat Mountains.
I don't think people realize when it comes to the state of Wisconsin, you've got plains areas mm-hmm. with lakes and ponds and rivers, and then you got Kettle Moraines, which is rolling hills and creeks and spring-fed areas. And then you've got actually mountainous regions of Wisconsin where you feel like you're darn near in the Smoky Mountains of Tennessee.
Oh, it was absolutely
all
beautiful.
All in the same state. Did you see any cool wildlife? Did you see bald eagles?
Oh, my goodness. We saw a bald eagle. Two of them were fighting, I believe. But then they dove down into the water and one pulled out a fish and just flew away like it was no big deal.
Maybe they were lovers and that was their courtship
that's
dance.
Quote unquote fighting.
Oh, maybe that was their courtship dance.
It was absolutely beautiful to see.
Jess, have you ever seen eagles fighting or tangling with each other in the air?
Yeah.
It's kind of hairy. We've got one by our house in Sullivan right now that's making his or her home near us.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Because we see it in the trees right by our house, which is really cool. Well, my weekly Wisco is much more grassroots. I start visiting farmers who give me permission to hunt and fish on their property in the summer. And I think that is one of the most effective ways at making sure you have places to hunt and fish. Mm-hmm. And I went to go visit the Paynes, had a great visit. My wife, Becky, former lieutenant governor of the state, went along with me and we visited the Paynes. Those are the farmers. I've told the story before here on Raised in Wisco, that I was hunting a farm land and eventually found out it was my second cousin twice removed. Our great grandparents were brother and sister. So we stopped by them, visited them. I actually went turkey scouting. Jess, here's a trivia question for you. Do you know the biggest reason it's extremely difficult to turkey scout, to scout for turkeys from the road right now? I'll be surprised if Danielle even gets this.
Because they're in trees?
Well, that's a good guess. They do sleep in trees, which a lot of people do not know. Danielle, can you tell me why it was so hard scouting for turkeys?
I'm assuming they're nesting right now.
Well, no, they're
protecting
not.
Their babies?
They're not nesting. They've got poults, so they've got babies that are growing fast. But I did not realize all of the crops make it virtually impossible to see the turkeys. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye. The soybeans are above your knees, and the wheat's above your waist.
Oh, my.
So I'm driving around.
I'm trying to get technical on you.
My wife's like,
there.
I finally agree to go scouting turkeys with you. We're not seeing anything. And I'm trying to explain to her it's because the corn is so high. And then finally, we did see some like going down like a farm trail in between rows of wheat.
Yeah.
But I realized I'm kind of wasting my time. But here's the beauty of scouting in the middle of summer. The weather's beautiful.
It
the
is.
Sunsets are glorious. You can poke in on farmers who may have a little bit more time than usual because those farmers are hanging out.
True.
They're not harvesting right now and they're planted. So you have a time to stop and visit with people. And one of the things that I suggest to people who want to get into hunting is have those relationships, develop those relationships. Now is the time to get your permissions. Now is the time to get to know your farmers. And don't do it just to hunt there. Some of these folks end up becoming such great friends. And it's really another aspect of Wisconsin that if you don't at least get to understand, it's a shame because our farmers in this state are really the bread and butter of our subsistence here. You know, we all hunt and fish, and many of the listeners of the show do, but if it weren't for farmers, we wouldn't be able to put food on the table with vegetables and everything else that we do. So thanks to farmers, but I think, Danielle, you know, we talked about this before as well. Getting to know your farmers and getting those permissions is tough, but it's not tough when you're visiting with them in the summer and the only time you see them isn't just right before the season starts.
This is very true. To establish those bonds, those relationships, which I need to do down in Eagle, hopefully.
Well, but get on it. I don't know what you're afraid of. Folks, you're listening to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. This show is to help you understand and get into the great outdoors of the state of Wisconsin. I don't care if you are an outdoor person or not. There is something Wisconsin has to offer you. And Danielle and I live our lives experiencing Wisconsin, and we have the blessed ability to come onto the radio on Civic Media, which airs throughout the state, weekends at 11 o'clock, Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman. Listen to us anywhere you are in the state of Wisconsin, and you will get tips and keys as to how this state works, how to utilize its resources, and how to cook. Today, we're actually going to be talking about a recipe that you gotta hear because we're using wild mutton. Do you know what mutton is, Danielle?
I do not know what wild mutton is.
When someone says a rack of lamb, they're talking about a lamb. An adult sheep is called mutton. The meat from an adult sheep is called mutton.
Okay, I do know this. I thought the small one was mutton because it's mutton busting. There was someone with little kids riding the sheep.
Oh, mutton busting. Yeah. I think that's just a clever name for it.
Oh, okay.
I think that's just like mutton busting. That's when... ride small sheep in rodeos, and it's kind of their first experience with riding something. So if you didn't know what mutton busting
is. Adorable to watch.
And we have actually rodeos coming to the Jefferson County Fair this weekend. So if you want to go see some mutton busting and mutton chops and cowboy hats and cowboy boots, that's the time to do it. And you got to stick around because Mitch Sands is here, and Sands of Time travels with Mitch. Mitch has worked for the Wisconsin legislature for quite a while. It's how I met him, making a wild game dinner in my office.
Mitch Sands
travels the state and experiences Wisconsin firsthand. He's going to bring us those adventures, and we're going to talk about what he thought of some of the wild game cooking. And don't miss our recipe, that's for sure. Nobody saves me when I'm home. Can't keep my hands by my side. My knees break down when she walks by. She walks by. It reminds me. Yeah, she reminds me. Why? She reminds me.
$100, buy some smoke and some long necks. Gearing up my buddies, call up all our honeys. Tell them we'll be throwing it down like easy money. And waist high water, a Corona and a Bible.
Holy cow, that song just makes me so happy. That's Corey Michael. You can check him out on Instagram, YouTube, and anywhere you get your music. Corey Michael, a friend of the show, Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman's at my side. And this is Raised in Wisco. You can hear it every weekend day at 11 o'clock throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Raised in Wisco is about your experiences in Wisconsin. Danielle and I travel the state. We hunt. We fish. She rides those sideways bananas called
sure
kayaks.
Do.
Rock climbing. I'm going to leave that to Danielle, and I'm going to leave noodling to her as well. But man,
I'll absolutely do that. Absolutely.
I know you will. You're out of your mind, by the way. For those of you who do not know what noodling is, that's what Raised in Wisco can help you find out.
Yes.
We can educate you on the less intelligent forms in the outdoors, like sticking your hand under a rock in a river and hoping to end up with your hand in the mouth of a giant catfish.
Absolutely. That just sounds thrilling, Joel.
You know, I've noticed that on social media and things, when something crazy happens, someone's walking across a tightrope or they're leaning over the edge of something or they're doing some weird flip off of a ATV into some water, and then the comments are like, nope. That's what it is for me. Producer Jess, would you ever find yourself noodling for catfish?
Honestly, I think it looks like such an interesting experience.
Ooh, yes! Jess is on my
and
side.
And is it not the most natural thing that you could do?
Get it.
You mean catch it by hand, basically?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, Jess, you're my favorite person.
All I got to say, Producer Jess, is be careful what you say you're willing to do on this show because, you know, Danielle and I actually do this stuff on a weekly basis, and we're going to drag you out there to do it.
Do you want
to
know?
She will. I'll never do it.
Do you want to know what my new goal is?
What?
My new thing that I want to do?
Your new noodling goal?
My new noodling? No, my new goal is to go in a flying squirrel suit. Jump off a cliff in those
on
squirrel
suits. Flying squirrel suit.
Yeah, do you know what those are?
What
they're
the ever loving hell is a flying squirrel suit?
What does it sound like, Joel?
Huh?
What does it sound like?
Well, I mean, I know those, like the Red Bull bat, like those bat suits.
Yeah, it's a squirrel suit.
They call them flying squirrel suits?
Yeah.
I didn't
ever seen
know
a
that.
Flying squirrel?
Yeah, well, I've seen it. That just looks like death ready to happen.
That looks just
that looks
put
like
your
a
arms
fairly
back
inexpensive
and
way to die. Okay. Well, if you ever do that, make sure I have a chance very early on to start looking for a co-host. Because I'm not sure. I mean, I've seen flying squirrels that hasn't gone well for, so I can't imagine a person in a flying. I've seen it. No thanks. That's a nope. Just like noodling.
Nope.
But you know, somebody who's been. Someone who's been around the state, everywhere in the state, so famous, a professional, an expert. He's got the Sands of Time, travels with Mitch Sands. Mitch Sands is joining us. Mitch, have you either A, been in a flying squirrel suit?
No, I've not.
Not even for a party?
No.
Not even for a party?
I could see, Danielle, I could see you going to a party in a flying squirrel suit in a heartbeat.
I have three dinosaur blow-up costumes today.
I get injured doing very simple things, so no, I'm not going to do it.
I got injured sighting a gun in today, so I understand.
You did. I saw that.
I'm a little flaky today. It's because I took a, you know, as experienced as you are, you still got to be careful to make sure that gun rest is seated in your arm well, because I got scoped today.
You got punched?
Right here. I got
no.
poked right
I just
here
see it. It's right
the
there.
Scope.
I do see it.
Mitch Sands travels the state. And he's got it down to a science, folks. And I'm so excited to have him on Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Danielle is next to me, Danielle Fairman. And Mitch Sands from Sands of Time travels with Mitch. He's got it down to how many days there are in the summer and how many places you need to get if you want to actually experience the most out of summer. How many days do we have left?
Like 70. I think it's 70, 10 weekends roughly. So and it may rain half of them. So we
yes.
got to get outside and.
Well, now,
state.
What you, how, first of all, I'm going to, Mitch and I met back when I was in the legislature. I would have wild game dinners in my office. And they started out with one crock pot of whatever it was, wild goose or turkey.
I probably thought
there
were donuts, and that's why I showed up.
I like the honesty. I like that
look,
a lot.
Radio is not a visual medium, but Mitch is saying he loves donuts.
I've had a few in my day.
Have you? Me yeah. too. Well, and if you know me, you know food is my favorite dish. So I would have these events in my office, and they started with one crock pot, and people were very leery to try wild game.
Yep.
And by the end of my tenure in the legislature, I ended up having 10 crock pots, and they were all empty by the time
that
we
like
were
a church picnic up there.
Do you remember what you first ate in my office, Mitch?
Yeah, I think it was what we ate today, Joel. I think it was the wild turkey or wild goose, maybe it was.
Wild goose and gravy or wild goose pot pies or something like that. Yeah. And what did you think?
I thought it was great.
This is a Joel bragging moment.
Yeah. I was going to say, have you had Joel Clayfish pot pies?
No, I'm not a pot pie person.
They are famous pot pies.
I don't like when
famous.
Food touches.
I feel like they need, what?
I know, it's weird.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. I feel like your pot pies need to be in stores.
Well, that's one of the things that's so great about Raised in Wisco. We talk about a recipe every week. We do our weekly Wisco in the first segment, and we get to actually show you as a listener what we do in the outdoors, and we show you how to do it. And don't be afraid to contact us at Civic Media, where you can hear Raised in Wisco every weekend at 11 o'clock on Saturdays and Sundays on your Civic Media station, 13 throughout the state. And right now, we've got Mitch Sands from Sands of Time travels with Mitch around the state, and we're going to pick his brain about what is best to do. So you've got 70 days roughly left in this summer. What's your plan for it, or what do you suggest happens?
Well, I'm going to try to get on lakes as much as possible. This past weekend, I was on beautiful Lake Mendota in Madison. We finally had a weekend without rain, and I got out on the lake, and it was beautiful. I did not fish, because I don't enjoy that.
You don't enjoy fishing at all?
No, I don't want to touch them. I don't want to eat them.
All right.
As long as I can burn some gas and drive around in circles, I am happy as a clam.
I mean, it is beautiful out there with the sun shining.
Yeah.
What other lakes do you travel?
I love Green Lake. Green Lake up in Green Lake County. It's the deepest lake in the state. Did you know that, Joel?
Is it?
I did know that. In fact, I think it's one of the only lakes that if a body goes missing in that lake, they really struggle to find it because of the change of water temperature. It actually keeps the body down at the bottom. So it makes it very hard to find people. I know that back from my television news
days. Good to know.
Well, I hope no one, I hope nobody is ever, is everybody ever in that situation.
Good to know.
The Green Lake is the deepest natural inland lake in Wisconsin with a maximum depth of 236 feet and an average depth of 100 feet. The lake is 7.3 miles long and 2 miles wide.
That's crazy.
236.
And I know that, Mitch, you have a penchant for food and old fashioned. So
old fashioned
traveling to supper clubs is kind of a big thing that you've done throughout the state, is it not?
Yeah. I get a lot of texts from people. Hey, I'm going to this part of the state. What supper club should I go to? And I'm happy to always recommend one. So, I've been to a lot of them.
That's something we're definitely going to talk about, and we're going to talk about this week's recipe, which is Corsican ram, and we're going to tell you how to make it, which is mutton, or any wild game, or any store-purchased meat, for that matter. That's going to be a fantastic centerpiece for your dinner, so you got to make sure to listen to that. When Mitch tells us about his supper club favorites, you got to hear it.
Blame it on the lies, blame it on the whiskey, blame it on the nights. You ain't sleeping with me. Now I'm alive, leaving you fixed me, took me for a ride. You tore me up and used me, wishing I was home. But baby, I'm gone.
Man, I love wishing I'm home. Right here in Wisconsin. You're listening to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman is sitting next to me. We love having you along because we love sharing the things that are great in the state of Wisconsin. And the list is endless. And I think that is why so many people love to travel to Wisconsin. It does not matter what your interests are. And that is a show, that's our show, Raised in Wisco, is about sharing with you all of the exciting reasons to enjoy the great outdoors of Wisconsin. And if you're not, you don't have to be a hunter to listen to this show. I live and breathe hunting. Everybody knows Joel Clayfish. That name is synonymous with living and breathing hunting. And part of the reason is very personal. I gave up drinking 14 years ago, and hunting and bringing food to the table and frankly eating it is a personal life testament for me. It is my drug. I am not ashamed of it. It's a healthy drug. It's a fantastic addiction to use the outdoors and the natural resources of Wisconsin, which are all renewable and very well managed in this state. But, you know, to be able to have a show like Raised in Wisco, where I can share with you those things that bring me such joy in this state, is something else. And Danielle and I have been teamed up for more than, almost 20 years now, a really long time, hunting, fishing, and definitely eating together. Mm-hmm. And she's
gained quite a few pounds.
I hope that's not my fault. That's not my fault, is
it's
it?
It's all the no. It's getting in the outdoors. Granted, it's lean, delicious meat, but it's all the everything that goes with it, all the fixins. I just want to keep eating it.
But I don't. Yes, me too. But I want to be clear. That is not just the main focus of Raised in Wisco. Raised in Wisco is about why it's awesome to live in Wisconsin. And when it comes right down to it, the products that are manufactured here, from Harley Davidson to Matthews Bows to kayaks to what do I call kayaks?
Sideways bananas.
Sideways bananas. I don't know if they make any flying squirrel suits. We had talked about that earlier. Danielle wants to go in a flying squirrel suit. But we've got some of the most expert skydivers here in Wisconsin. Yep. Balloonists here in Wisconsin, some of the greatest rock faces for climbing here in Wisconsin, the most amazing campgrounds. And that's why it's very apropos. I mean, a guy became friends with when I was in the legislature who met through wild game cooking, Mitch Sands of Time Travels with Mitch. This guy makes it a profession to get, now he's got a regular job and I've got a job and Danielle, you've got a job, but we have made it our life's passion to travel in this state and experience what Wisconsin has to offer. And that's why we want to share it with you. And that's why Raised in Wisco is so excited to talk about those things. Mitch, you've made literally a lifestyle of traveling the state of Wisconsin.
I have. Yeah. No, I love it. It's my favorite thing to do.
How long ago did you start that?
I think it probably started when I was younger. I had family that lived all over the state or in a few different areas of the state. And I always enjoyed the road trip to head up to their house for whatever event or holiday it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that spurred it. And then, you know, really my job in the legislature, it allowed me to, and getting into politics, allowed me to travel the state a lot. And see a lot of different areas that you don't see on the highway. You
got to get perfect, off the highway. There's a lot of people out there that hate getting in that vehicle and traveling.
Get
so
the car.
Having a destination that we were talking about supper clubs. Yeah. Did you have a favorite supper club?
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh.
Mitch and the word supper clubs are sent. I think Mitch's photograph is on the outside of the buildings of several supper clubs throughout Wisconsin.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I joke sometimes, it takes me a really long time to get places sometimes because I just keep stopping.
I love that kind of travel.
Like, how quick did you get home? A couple hours? No, about 7. I stopped at a few places, the scenic overlooks and the historical markers and a couple supper clubs. So
doesn't it always seem too that every single supper club has got their own specialty
they
thing?
Do. Yeah.
What are some of your favorite supper clubs in Wisconsin?
So, I think I would be remiss if I didn't talk about Door County. Door County is one of my favorite places
in
the state.
And that's a place I haven't spent a lot of time.
Joel,
same. I have not been to Door County
you gotta go.
Either as well.
Yeah. No, it's one of my favorite places. It's absolutely beautiful. But the Glidden Lodge outside of Sturgeon Bay is one of the best supper clubs in the state.
Really?
Their food
and
is
why
fantastic.
Do you love it so much?
It's right on Lake Michigan. It's right on the lakeside of the peninsula. It's a beautiful building. They have fantastic service, great food. It's just somewhere you gotta go.
What's your drink of choice when you go to a supper club?
It's a brandy old fashioned sweet with fruit.
And I
that's
think
the
with
best.
Fruit, see, I feel like brandy is supposed to be sour with olives, so and then whiskey is sweet with cherries.
Yeah, you can do it any way you want.
You can do it.
Any way you want. Yeah.
And you would know this having been in the legislature, but and I was a member of the legislature, and just to give Mitch a little props here, Mitch is the chief of staff to a sitting state senator right now. Mm. Pretty fancy schmancy title, Mitch.
Yeah.
But I think politics gets a bad name.
It does.
I mean, producer Jess, you produce for Civic Media. You hear a lot of political talk on this station, on these stations.
I do indeed.
Doesn't politics get kind of a bad name? It gets bantied around by both sides quite a bit.
I think a lot of people use politics to do bad things. And I think that there are a lot of people who, when they hear politics, they tend to recoil.
Right.
And I think that Civic Media is doing something really important in saying, hey, 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 let's talk more about it. Let's
I think
not
that's
say
fantastic.
Less political
I like
talk.
That too.
Let's say more political talk. Let's actually talk about the issues that matter, why they matter, and what we can do.
I know. And that is something that civic media focuses on, getting the actual policy issues out there for the citizens to decide, which I think is very important. And Mitch, being part of the political process, of course, you face the negatives in it. Yeah. But one of the beauties is, and people don't realize this about politics, when you work in the state capitol, you end up working on campaigns. So you travel the state a lot. You get to know those little niche places that have got the best fish fry, have got the best cheese curds, have got... Mm-hmm. the best pickled herring or the best old fashioned, which if I'm not wrong, is
main
not
topics.
Old fashions are now the official state drink, correct?
Yeah.
Didn't the legislature pass that?
The assembly did.
What?
Yeah, the assembly did. They passed
a
resolution. Yeah, it's a thing, of course. Yeah, huh. We have a state, everything else, you know, might as well have a state drink.
What's or
a
state alcoholic food?
Drink. I don't know if we have a state food. We have a state pastry, which is
the Kringle. Danish Kringle.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's so delicious.
I love this trivia, by the way. This trivia is so fantastic. You know what the state fish is?
The muskie.
The muskie long. Yeah. Do you know what the state soil is?
Soil?
Salt loam. There's silt loam.
Well, that's close enough. Silt antigo loam.
Antigo silt loam.
Antigo silt loam, maybe it is. But it's silt loam. From Antigo, Wisconsin.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, how cool. The state dance?
Polka.
Gosh, I don't think I'm going to trip Mitch up, who's traveled this.
I'm trying, you know I'm all trying to Google
Producer
all this
Jess,
stuff.
Did you know
I can't
all these?
Find it.
I knew pastry.
Yeah. But the pastry comes from Racine, not Green Bay.
Do you know what the state cow is?
The dairy cow.
The Guernsey, I believe, right? Yeah. Am I right on that? I think it's the Guernsey. I don't know about
I don't know.
That.
I don't
Mitch
know if
says.
It's specifically Guernsey.
I'm trying to think if
where
of
can
some
we
other
find
phenomenal...
all these things?
I'll have to bring you a blue book next time.
Yeah, we should have a blue book in here, that's for sure. But so one of the cool things Mitch gets to do is travel the state and actually experience, you know, what Wisconsin has to offer firsthand. And I think, is that kind of what got you into traveling the state? The fact that you kind of stumbled on places and it becomes a necessity to make a home in so many different places. You're a single dude. You travel the state. You work a lot in politics. And I have to imagine that's got what helped get you into understanding the little corners and nooks and crannies of the state.
Yeah, I have nothing but time, Joel. You know, when I'm traveling somewhere and I have nowhere to be the next day, I might as well go see something else. Might as well go take that side road and go see the little bar on the corner or the little park or, you know, whatever it may be, the museum, the historical marker. All those things are really interesting. You don't see them on I-94.
That's a fact.
What is this one destination that we should go to?
I was just going to ask that question. I want to know Danielle's question.
I was going to say, on a bike ride. I'm going on another 700-mile bike ride. Where am I going?
You're listening to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman is sitting at my side, and we want to help you know where you should go in the state of Wisconsin. We've got Mitch Sands. Sands of Time travels with Mitch, travels the state, works for the legislature, and that enables him many times to go work on campaigns and get out. And there's absolutely zero partisanship about the fact that you should be able to enjoy Wisconsin anywhere you go. And the question Danielle just brought up is a fantastic one. I would like to know, tell us a hidden gem of your travel that the average person would not think of. And I think each of us should go around and tell what we think is one of those.
All right. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm always going to say Door County. I'm going to say Door County every time.
Every time?
Door County.
What about Door County?
Where specifically in Door County?
So you can take Highway 42, Highway 57, all the way up the peninsula and go to Northport. You can get on the ferry and go up to Washington Island. Washington Island is an island that has about 300 seasonal or 300 full-time residents. There's a few more in the summer. It's a quiet little island, but it has farms, it has restaurants, it has the most beautiful beaches you've ever seen. Schoolhouse Beach on Washington Island is incredible. It has these large, it doesn't have sand, it has these large, very, very kind of smooth rocks as the beach. It's beautiful. You wouldn't even think you're in Wisconsin.
Wow. That is one of the great things about this state is there are so many places you can go that don't feel like you're in the same state, and you're always in the same state.
Yeah. And on the way, you can go to Nelson's. You can be part of the Bitters Club. You can take a shot.
What the heck is the Bitters Club?
Yeah, you can take a shot of bitters, which is, you know, not great. It's about as good as you.
Well, now, wait a minute. Some people might think bitters are great.
Maybe.
When I was just a story when I was young. If we had a stomach ache or we weren't feeling well, my German grandma would give us a shot of bitters. Okay, she would pour bitters in a shot and you had to drink the shot of bitters and you always felt better. Do you know why?
Why?
Because bitters is like 45% alcohol.
Yeah, that helps.
So as a child, I was just drunk.
You're just drunk.
I could have been sick and I just didn't know it. I was drinking bitters. Hey, Grandma, I don't feel totally better yet. Can I have another shot of bitters, please?
Yep.
That's why.
Sounds perfect. Sounds
Producer
delicious.
Jess, what's your favorite hidden gem of Wisconsin place-wise? Do you have one?
Ooh. So it's just a really small trail, the Nojoshing State Trail.
Nojoshing.
Yeah, it's just a really...
Nojoshing, it's the Nojoshing Trail.
Oh, my, there it is.
That's the dad joke of the week on Raised in Wisco. That's your weekly Wisco joke, dad joke.
It butts up against Seminary Woods out in, is that in Cudahy? I think it's in Cudahy.
Really?
It's near Bayview. It's just a really gorgeous little trail.
That is fantastic. I love that. And that is exactly what we're talking about because I have lived here in Southeast Wisconsin the vast majority of my whole life is in essence. I had a couple jaunts in Rockford for TV, but I'm back and I never heard of that. And it's right within 30 miles of my house.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get out there.
Wild
is it a bike
right now?
A bike trail, a walking
bike,
trail?
Walk trail? I like to walk it.
How cool. All right, Danielle, what's your hidden spot?
My hidden spot is the one that I found this week on Wildcat Mountains, right in Ontario.
Wildcat Mountains.
And
Ontario,
right,
Wisconsin.
Ontario, Wisconsin. Look, it has the Kickapoo River going right through it. And if you go into the center of Ontario, Wisconsin, there is this huge building with like hundreds of kayaks that they rent out. And they rent it out to families, to anybody wants to go there. And you just float down the river and it picks you. A van picks you up and picks up your kayak.
Come
and
on.
Takes you all the way back around.
That sounds
so, you can
so
just
fantastic.
Float on down the Kickapoo River going through the steep hills and the mountains and everything. It's so beautiful and so perfect.
Oh, my gosh. In the last 5 minutes, we just gave you three places that you've got to explore, two of which I've never heard of. And I've traveled to every county in the state of Wisconsin, all 72. I cannot wait to tell you about my favorite spot.
Ooh.
There are actually two of them, and they are hidden gems that you've got to get to if you want to experience it. We've got Mitch Sands with us. Sands of Time Travels with Mitch. I'm Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman is with me. This is Raised in Wisco, and I can't wait to tell you about the recipe for Corsican Ram that you can use with absolutely any meat.
I'm alive, leaving you fixed me, took me for a ride. You tore me up and working hard 6 to 6, it's a paycheck. $100 by some smoke and some
Raised in Wisco is your spot to learn everything about the great outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, sitting alongside Danielle Fairman. This show, Raised in Wisco, is on all your civic media stations throughout the state. Weekends at 11 o'clock. Be sure to listen to your civic media stations at 11 o'clock Saturdays and Sundays to hear Raised in Wisco, where we're going to share with you the reason that this is the single greatest state in the nation and why you should travel it and experience even a smidgen. You could travel this state every day of your life, all day long, and not even make it to half of the most amazing places with the
That's
most
right.
fantastic activities. And we've got Mitch Sands here, Sands of Time Travels with Mitch, who travels the state, experiences those things. And we talked about how it is not necessary. You don't have to be a hunter to listen to this show. Raised in Wisco is for the foodie. It is for the rock climber. It's for the camper. It's for the occasional outdoor user. It's for the supper club attendee. It's for people who like to eat, which is just about everyone I know. It's about for people who like to drink, because we've got one of the coolest tavern cocktail cultures in the country here in Wisconsin, albeit sometimes we overdo it a lot. A little bit, I mean, but it is definitely part of one of the things that makes Wisconsin great are the specialized cocktails you can get at the supper clubs throughout the state. You know, and Civic, go ahead.
Speaking of supper clubs, do you know my favorite? I've only been to a handful of supper clubs.
Let's hear it.
Hobnob.
Oh, the Hobnob in Racine.
Yes.
My hometown.
Is it?
Absolutely.
I fell in love with the Hobnob.
The Hobnob is beautiful. It's right on the shores of Lake Michigan. It's a classic old 70s style inside. It mm-hmm. looks like it hasn't changed in 50 years. It's fantastic.
It is beautiful. Yeah. Did you tell us, Joel Clayfish, your favorite?
Not yet. That's what I was excited to tell you about.
I'm just jumping is right my in there.
My favorite spot. In Wisconsin, one of my favorite hidden gem spots in Wisconsin is Rome, Wisconsin. And then the correct question after I say Ooh. That is, which Rome? There are several Rome, Wisconsins.
Is there?
There's a
That's
Rome
very
up north.
Confusing.
And Wood there's County. A Rome right in Jefferson County, south of Sullivan. And I'm talking right now about the Rome south of Sullivan, because they've got Bark River Lanes there, which is a German-inspired
yes.
supper club with a three-lane bowling alley, which
is
just like the coolest ever. And they've got like old crusty mounts on the wall of like, you know, raccoons and deer heads. And I think there's even a moose in there, which I love. I just love. But the food there, their chef, his name is Chris. And he hosted the Foul Life last time we were in here, and it was one of the most amazing meals I've ever had. There was schnitzel and spätzle and lots of other German things with sch and gschinum, which fantastic fish fries, just fantastic. And there's a place called Pickett's there. And Pickett's is a little ice cream country store where you can go and spend like $6 on a can of soup, you know. And it's just fantastic. I love Pickett's and I love Rome, Wisconsin. And of course, Rome Pond is there, which has got some of the best fishing in the area and the best duck hunting. And there's lots of public hunting ground there. So Rome, Wisconsin is one of my favorite spots. One of the things I worry about, I don't worry about it. I mean, I don't know. Oh, Jess, we did go to you. We got one of your favorite spots, which is new to me near Cudahy, which also amazes me. I don't know if I'm afraid of this or I'm excited about it. It's both. Wisconsin was for so long a real hidden gem, right? It's not so hidden anymore of a gem. People are starting to understand, and we do like that. We're some of the most welcoming people in the world here in Wisconsin. In fact, it's not coincidence that Wisconsin is kind of the center of the political universe. You know, don't forget, Wisconsin's fall primary is August 13th. August 13th, do your duty. I'm never going to tell you who you need to vote for, and I'm not going to ask you who you voted for after you did. But I will tell you, the things that we hold near and dear to us here on Raised in Wisco, and the reasons you get to celebrate the state of Wisconsin, is because the people who are elected care about it and care about protecting and proliferating our resources here. They care about us having public land to use and enjoy. They care about conservation, and they also support the hunting, fishing, and outdoor culture in Wisconsin. Travel Wisconsin does. So make sure you get out there and vote August 13th in the Wisconsin primary. And of course, the Republican National Convention is next week, Monday through Thursday, July 15th through the 18th. And Civic Media is definitely going to broadcast live coverage each night from 7 to 8. Civic Media Network, Todd Albaugh, we'll broadcast live from the convention every day from noon to 3 with analysis and commentary. So you will get everything you want to know about the RNC in town. And this is a huge deal. This is an absolutely huge deal. And we're watching, a presidential race that is unlike any in history before. And you can say whatever you like about either one of the candidates, but it's fascinating. That is one of the things that's for sure. Let's talk about food. We're going to talk about
a
recipe every week on Raised in Wisco. You can go to the website and check out the Civic Media website, you can see that there is a connection to a link for Corsican ram, which is a sheep, which we made mutton. And
mutton.
I'm going to tell you guys both the secret. A lot of people love the food I cook and say I'm a really good cook. I don't hold that. I say I just take my time and care about cooking. If you take any meat from mutton to squirrel and anything in between, store purchase pork, store purchase steak, venison, you put it in a crock pot, fill it with water, add a cup of lime, a cup of oil, and season it to taste what your favorite seasonings are, and you let that go for 8 hours. You gotta be patient. That meat will eventually fall apart, and here's the mistake people don't make. They don't usually stir it together because that stock that you've created will absorb back into the meat. And that is the recipe I want to share with everybody.
Ooh.
That simple. Add an acid to any wild game and you will get in the enzymes of it and take care of any gamey taste. There will be no gamey taste in it. And make sure that that stock reabsorbs back in it. That oil you put in there is going to give it that slippery texture like pulled pork, and you can use that as the basis for anything. Add cumin to it to make yourself Micho Kan-style street tacos. Add oregano to it. Make your lasagna out of it. I'm getting hungry because that's what happens to me when I talk about food. Jess, you haven't tried my wild game yet, have you?
I haven't. Now I'm really hungry.
I'm going to bring it. Would you be willing to try the wild game if I bring
Absolutely.
It in?
Absolutely.
Oh, right.
That's
now
wonderful.
Now I'm excited.
Next week.
The gauntlet has been thrown. Man, we love you for listening. We're so excited to bring you along for the ride that Danielle and I get to take every week on Raised in Wisco. Mm-hmm. We'll see you next time.
This is how we turn up and waste our water.
Come on, jump on in.
Solo cup with Toby.